Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org. Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island. The official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Toucher. Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. All right, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And as we are in this global pandemic, some things need to be investigated. Just because someone's broadcasting from their home doesn't mean that serious business can be going on. And Rich, such was the case as Big Nose McGee, whose name I don't really know. But there was an incident with this gentleman.
Hear ye, I shall call court to session.
The Honorable Judge Rich Chertenlieb at the helm, as the jury of John Wallach and I have to make our decision.
We have an emergency session which we must hold. One of our constituents has made us aware that there might have been a crime, and we shall find out if they are guilty here in Fart Court. This man's name? Mr. Nick Wright. Nick Wright, somebody who many a Patriots fan are friends of. They love this man because he's always been right about Tom Brady.
What show is he on?
And it's I'm not on being, like, Speak Your Mind. Hey, I'm yelling real loud. Pay attention.
Okay, who's right. his partner?
Okay, I think it's... All right, let me find it because I've got it right here. It's the Fox Sports knockoff. Yeah, FS1. It is the knockoff
Very
of
easy
the
to
Stephen
find.
A. Smith show.
That's right. Very easy to find. Outside of the baseball playoffs, no one watches FS1 more than me.
Yep.
I could tell you immediately what that is. By the way, I could tell you the NFL Network, the NHL Network, and the Major League Baseball Network, and I can't tell you what FS1's on.
Okay. So what is the one that has Skip Bayless, who's totally jacked, and Shannon Sharp?
I think that's these guys. I think that. I think.
No.
It's not?
No.
I thought they were Fox.
No. I think he's with Chris Carter.
Oh, that's right. Chris Carter, not Shannon Sharp. Yeah, no. Shannon Sharp, no. Yeah, you're right. First things first, I think, is the Chris Carter one. It's Chris Carter and Nick Wright. So what is the Shannon Sharp other, like, you know, hey, we got to
That one, they make a lot of money.
Okay.
The Nick Wright one, I'm guessing their salaries are not commensurate with the ones that are the Shannon Sharp, Skip Bayless. But, yes, these are people that I have literally not seen talking in my entire life.
Now, Fred, just because I think this is something the jury needs to be aware of.
Is it fair, Rich, that his nose is so big that he could pick up any scent that was within 3 miles.
Well, I have to say, the evidence must be presented to the court. Oh, can you please describe... oh, not that. He loves the Bruins, too. Can you please describe the body size and type of this gentleman, Nick Wright, in order so we can judge whether or not this is a sound that would emanate from one Mr. Nick Wright?
He doesn't seem... the largest individual, but if you had cocaine, I would imagine you'd want to keep it as far away from as possible, in that he would be able to suck it all up with one sniff.
All right.
But the nose, Rich, tells the story. And, you know, Rich, I can't judge a man who's going to fart based on body type. I mean, that is unfair to humanity.
Large would be more base, you would think. You could find out whether it was him that did it, possibly his co-host.
Yes. If you're sitting down and you're a large individual, there's going to be a wetness to everything.
What we're dealing with here.
Is that point what?
I said, break it down for us. I will. Thank you.
The council is just laying a foundation.
I understand.
With him, I'm going to guess dry. And,
like, yes. How do you presume the deed will end up coming across auditorially?
Okay, because I'm going to guess he's on the fanciest of seats. Yeah, so I'm going to guess there's a leather seat, okay. And I'm guessing he's a man who's one of Marconi. I'm guessing he's a man who would be the driest in that he is.
Right.
But perhaps, Rich,
yes,
he has such a diet of fiber, but still, I'm going to presume. Because I deliberately did not watch this, as I often do, but I am aware that there was a fart. So can we please?
Or was
John
there?
John and I are here to solve the crime.
Sure, I do not object to any of the evidence in which you have presented towards me in my court. So now I shall give you the evidence. For the accused, Mr. Nick Wright. First things first. Was the first thing he did blow a fart?
First things first. Let's get this out of the way.
I know.
Okay, take it away, Nick Wright.
I know in the spirit of the show, in the spirit of the first things first bump, all these things, I'm supposed to say yes. But everything gets trumped by Take Integrity and by this amazing gambling hot streak I'm on, giving out picks on the show. America, I know what you want to do. You want to take the money you made going with the Super Six with me and then put it on Secretariat in that virtual race with me and then put it on Kevin Harvick, and you want to roll it over on Kevin Harvick tomorrow.
The audacity of that man to be bragging in that fashion while gas is on the way.
Stop the music. Hang on. We must re-examine the evidence.
So he is bragging about gambling on a fake horse race. Okay, which I would think that that God would make you fart at that point. In that you're gambling on fake stuff. But nonetheless, Rich, let us revisit what's happening. And John, you have to, because. You are more of a television personality than either of us. Now, are the mics still up on the other people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that is not a fart by an ex-NFLer.
Pardon me. I need a little bit of visual evidence here. And he does lean. There is a lean.
Well, Rich, I think that speaks to everything.
Yeah.
I mean... He's leaning.
There is indeed a lean.
A lean means, I mean, if you're leaning, that's like the glove don't fit, you must have quit. I mean, if you're leaning,
yeah.
I mean, you're basically admitting guilt.
Yeah.
If off the seat you're on the brink, you made a big stink.
I mean, it's been said in every court of law since the 1800s.
Let's re-examine the evidence here.
I know in the spirit of the show, in the spirit of the first things first bump, all these things, I'm supposed to say yes, but everything gets trumped by Take Integrity and by this amazing gambling hot streak I'm on, giving out picks on the show. America, I know what you want to do. You want to take the money you made going with the Super Six with me and then put it on Secretariat in that virtual race with me and then put it on Kevin Harvick, and you want to roll it over on Kevin Harvick tomorrow.
I mean, there's a holding of breath there, too.
No, it's a hesitation between words. I mean,
the audacity of him to continue bragging while admitting flatulence.
Put it on Secretariat in that virtual race with me.
Oh, yeah, that's a fart. I mean, come on. What are we talking about here? I mean, he's farting.
Why do they all sound like the first note of Brass Monkey? I don't have Brass Monkey, but that sounds like...
But, I mean, we've done it before. I mean, it's a fart. I mean, he farted. I mean, the unmitigated gall of him, Rich, to continue bragging about himself while breaking wind is completely unacceptable. And I would go so far as to say un-American.
If I was him, the motion would not be denied. I would make sure there was plenty of motion, and he would.
Because you know, based on his nose side, he can smell farts from three states away.
I mean, if we have to submit all the evidence, there is not only...
You can tell he has a really big athletic background, too, based on his appearance.
So visually, you have evidence where he doesn't lean.
He looks like Grammatica. He looks like a guy who kicked and broke his leg dancing around.
He holds his breath, it seems like. He stops, like he's probably one of those guys.
Well, Rich, I'm going completely on the audible.
Put it on Secretariat in that virtual race with me.
Yeah, he farted.
Come on over here, Princess Nancy. What a gift to be able to share that footage forever with your twins. Do you think he did them proud tonight?
I hope so. I saw them several times during the dance, and they were smiling so big.
Well, let's see if the judges can give us something to smile about after this very emotional
night. She's such
night.
A miserable, miserable person.
That one had personality, too.
She was all dolled up. Yeah. I've said it a million times, and then her body just went, you suck.
What of our listeners?
Come on over here, Princess Nancy. Yes. What a gift to be able to share that footage forever with your twins. Do you think you did them proud tonight?
I hope so. I saw them several times during the dance, and they were smiling so big.
Well, let's see if the judges can give us something to smile about after this very emotional night. Scores, please.
I'm not even sure that's a fart or her body just going, you're the worst person in the world. All right, so, John, you and I are the jury. What is your verdict?
Guilty.
I vote guilty as well. Rich?
Well, I think one of our listeners said it the best. If you lean... The seat's not clean. Guilty! Guilty on all counts in fart court! Nick Wright?
Nick Wright, you have farted!
Do you have anything to say for yourself before being sentenced?
Put it on Secretariat in that virtual race with me.
Just that's the show? Is that he's talking about the stupid horse race between fake horses?
Somebody said, I hope Nick Wright took a shower after that one.
I don't think there's any need to. I think that I think that was... This is such a dumb show. I think that he was lean and mean. I mean, I think that was as dry as an Arizona summer.
I mean, and listen, the fart does match the body type. Like, that's not something that came out of, like, you know, what's the talk show that's got, it's Colin Cowherd.
Wendy Williams?
No, Wendy Williams farted on TV.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's, who's the writer that used to write for, it's the Colin Cowherd debate show that he had on for a while. And he's the writer who wears the big hat. And he wrote
The black guy?
Yeah.
Wilbon.
No, not Wilbon.
Not Wilbon.
Oh, what's
Oh, I know exactly who he is.
Because that's a, now that would be more like.
Well, he would just crap himself. There's no colon control there.
No.
I hope everyone's really enjoying this. Our extensive
Jason Whitlock. Jason Whitlock is who I
was thinking Jason Whitlock. Oh, and he wears like right, Scoops right. McGee hats. Like he's got like, yeah. Well, listen, better to waft them away. Okay, let's stop this now. We'll be right back.
Put it on Secretariat in that virtual race with me.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org. Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island. The official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
What's up?
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. I am forced to teach my son how to kneeboard today. So if I'm not on the air tomorrow, just know that I've broken my neck.
By the way, Fred, I just want to say I saw that post you had on Instagram where you took a quick tour of the backyard there. I'm impressed. That looks like a great place to hang out, well, especially to have kids.
I will tell you this, is that this place would be $5 million anywhere in New England, and it's under $1 million here. This it's house beautiful. Is not worth $1 million.
It is
so,
gorgeous.
It lets you, but I've been told I look unshowered and unkempt.
Oh, is that right?
in that video, but to what I would say is, I shaved my head, and then people go, you've lost your mind, you've shaved your head. And I said, I've shaved my head because I can't get a haircut, you stupid dummies. What do you want me to do? I mean, my Lord, the thing, do you know how much worse I have it off than anyone else in the world? That my life is way worse than anyone who has been furloughed or, you know, doesn't have a job.
Or on the front lines. Yeah.
And my life is way worse. I will have you know that I talked to two therapists yesterday. What have you done, Johnny from nowhere? Are you looking for some way to buy food? Fred, Don't you know that my life is way worse than yours?
You get no sympathy from the moment you said you went to an Arby's yesterday. You're already living better than the rest of us. I mean,
okay,
that's just...
so let me tell you the road, okay?
Oh, Street. So, talk Street of Dreams to me. Is this one of those that's just
yes.
Is it in Natick? Is it as good as Natick?
It's better.
Okay, this is my ASMR. This is like when people talk to me about like the street that's got all the fast food restaurants. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Okay, so where my parents lived, the speed limit is 60 on the regular road. Mm-hmm. So 60 miles an hour, and then you cross a bridge, and you're in a town called Lenore City.
Okay.
Now, to your right, there is an Arby's, a Burger King, and a Chili's. But I can't eat at any of the indoor places because I promised my parents I wouldn't. And then there's a Moe's and a Chipotle. Okay. Oh. So then if you turn around, there's a Bojangles, a Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
a, like, whatever, Hardy. Oh, there's a Hardee's. If you somehow want Hardee's.
if you end up accidentally
Hardee's. Oh, Chick-fil-A. There's a Chick-fil-A. And by the way.
Say it slower. Say it slower. You okay?
There's a Chick-fil-A, and we took the kids there in the drive-thru. And their amount of hygiene is very impressive.
Yeah, they're on it. They're on it when there isn't a pandemic. But they've now gone I've had friends who like they go to Chick-fil-A a lot, and they are on top of it with the amount of sanitizer that they're using. And yeah, they are on top.
So I went to I don't want to badmouth any of these fast food places. Because, you know, obviously I love them. But I was at one the other day. And again, it might have been a gas station. And the woman had the face mask on, but it was below her mouth. Yeah, she was wearing it on her chin. It
doesn't work that way.
Okay, so I'm not allowed by my parents to go anywhere to eat. And so I don't even know what the parameters for that are. Here, but it's easy to see. It's unfair because my parents don't get like how it is for other people, like in other places, because their lifestyle has not changed. Like they still play golf, they crap around the house, like you know, and they don't really understand how much life has changed for other people.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly trying to explain that to them. To which, if you are aware of my father, he's very receptive to everything I have to say. Like I said on Monday, when he came down with the dog to wake me up, I went, I can't go on the air today. Like this is just
everything's
gonna be
just gotten strange.
Real bad, yeah. Like real strange and real bad. And like I said. 23 years into the radio business, there have been several times where I went, this is not a good idea. Now, I could have done it. I was not sick. I was not under the influence of anything. I just went, this is not the way to wake up. This is not what I should do. So I promised my parents that we were not going to go anywhere in like sit in, you know, around people. Now the golf course here is flying because they have people in their own golf carts. You're only allowed one per golf cart unless you're like it's your kid. Mm-hmm. It, not even me. Like I could not play with my mom or dad. I can play with my wife or I can play with, you know, my son.
It's your immediate household, I think, is the way. That
right. That's exactly what it is. And so thank you. And so that flies. Like I can play 9 holes in an hour and a half, if not quicker. And because I told you now it's not 15 minutes. Now it's 9 minutes between tee times, which is a lot. That's all going on, but, the fast food street of dreams. I mean, if you haven't had Arby's lately, I mean, you really need Arby's.
Oh, dude, I love Arby's. This is kind of creepy, Fred. Creepy, but somebody, looked up your town that you were talking about and they have sent me a map of what is on the street of dreams. And Fred, you have undersold this. Because not only do you have the ones that you've talked about, but there is also a KFC. You have yourself, as you said, a Bojangles. There is a Cracker Barrel, which, dude, I crave Cracker Barrel.
I've never been to a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, dude. Oh, the hash brown casserole is just a gift from the gods.
See, if you say casserole, I'm out.
It's basically, dude, it's hash browns
thing
with
in the world. It's the most goyish thing in the history of the planet, and John will attest to that. A casserole is the most goyish thing that's ever existed.
Oh, you got a Zaxby's. Oh, chicken fingers and buffalo wings.
What the hell is that?
See, Zaxby's, I've never been there either.
I've seen it, but I don't know what it is.
It's like the best chicken fingers.
By the way, it's not creepy that I'm loud in Tennessee. I mean, you can look it up. But we have a Panda Express, but I'm not sure how you deal with that right now.
Yeah, it's right next to the Bojangles.
Yes, it is right next to the Bojangles. Yes,
you got a Captain D's. How about that? Oh,
a what?
Yeah, well, we've discussed
that
before.
It's, Captain D's. It's little
Captain
Long John
D's
Silvers.
Is like a poor man's Long John Silvers.
Okay.
Captain D's Nuts, we used to call it. That yeah, place was great.
There's not a chance in hell I'm ever entering a Captain D's. That is never going to happen.
Yeah, it's a great little seafood place.
All right.
It's like Maine.
Right.
If you
it's like a portal.
Like, if you like your seafood 5 years old, it's just like Maine.
I used to love Captain D's.
I don't know how you possibly ever ate there. I don't know.
Because I was 20, and like my stomach could eat anything. I was just a trash can.
But it's just, if you had all those options, it's garbage. Like, it's the most unappealing thing.
Fried like, food's always good.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, I couldn't tell the difference between the hush puppy and the fish plank and the fried oysters.
Right.
But it didn't matter.
But I'll tell
you covered
this,
all in malt sauce.
It's not like if you go to a fast food place, there's any shortage of fried food. I mean, it's all fried. Unless you go to the Bell. You know what I had? Sorry. Is they have a double Supreme Chalupa. Which I suggest, I cannot recommend it highly enough, is, I mean, I'll tell you what, that is a treat. And if you get the bean burrito, those things can sit there for a year.
Oh, yeah.
And now they have something called Diablo sauce. If you were ever, you know, the hot sauce wasn't enough, now it's in a black package, and it's called Diablo. And that is, of course, French for hot. So, I mean, you have that in your face.
I once accidentally, while biting into one of those packets to open it up, squirted like a straight, like a direct shot right into my right eyeball. And it was some of the most pain I've ever felt in my life. Like, it was, like, I couldn't see for probably about a good 10 minutes. And, like, I wanted to scream. It was intense pain, like I had hardly felt before.
Yeah, I would imagine in the eye. But I... at home, if I have fajitas, I put Carolina Reaper sauce on it. So I take a extract of the hottest pepper in the world and put it on there. So I am, and I buy stuff. What's the term for the stuff that makes things hot? Sometimes I'll just
hot
buy
sauce.
Yes, hot sauce. No, there's like a prod. There's something in sauce that makes things hot, and I'll just put that on food. Just there's no taste. It's just the hot sauce. It's just the hot.
Well, there's very few things that aren't better without the green Tabasco. Like, the green Tabasco is, like, amazing.
I can't eat Tabasco anymore because when I was in a fraternity, they made us do shots of it.
Oh,
so
okay.
I cannot eat Tabasco. Yeah, well, you'd be surprised. Just like when I did 21 shots of Captain Morgan's, I tend to have not want it anymore. But that's my own thing. All right, Rich. Well, we've entertained the audience enough for this break. What do we have coming up in the stack?
Well, everyone is turning on Michael Jordan, but what Robert Parrish had to say about it might be one of the best. On top of that, speaking of basketball, Fred, a major reason why Enes Kanter should be your favorite Celtic, and we have a new quarantine superstar.
Okay, I'm guessing he hates the Grateful Dead, but we will be back in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org. Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul.
Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs. The freshest flavors from land and sea. World-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The Stack is sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 months. Go to windownation.com.
Now, listen, we know that Michael Jordan made a few enemies in his lifetime and ripped back open some scabs in his new documentary. Isn't that right there, Horace?
90% of it was, I don't know if I can say it on air, but BS. In terms of the realness of it, as I stated the other day, that it wasn't real because a lot of things that he said to some of his teammates went back at him, but all of that was kind of edited out of the documentary, if you want to call it a documentary.
By the way, how about a little credit to our old program director? It was his station, I think, that got Horace Grant. It's all over the place now, this interview. But
we still have to act like we like him. No, I'm just kidding.
But listen, if Horace Grant's mad at you, so be it. But if Robert Parrish thinks you're a jackass, you're probably the problem. So Parrish did an interview recently about Jordan's reputation, and here's what he had to say. So in the article, they talk about how Parrish left the Celtics in 94 for Charlotte, where he played two seasons. And his final year in the league was in 96-97 when he played with Jordan in Chicago, won another ring. He said there he regained an appreciation for Bird's leadership style. Quote, "What set Larry apart from Magic and Jordan was that he wasn't an in-your-face leader like they were. He said he had too much respect for us. If you weren't having a good night, he was more inclined to encourage you or not say anything at all. But Magic and Jordan would jump all over you. In one of his first practices with the Bulls, Parrish botched one of the plays and was amused to find Michael Jordan jawing at him just inches from his face. Quote, I told him, I'm not as enamored with you as these other guys. I've got some rings, too, Parrish recalled. At that point, he told me, I'm going to kick your ass. I took one step closer and said, no, you really aren't. After that, he left me alone.
By the way, you know, since there's no sports going on right now, a lot of lists, Robert Parrish, one of the top 50 players of all time.
Also best-looking players of all time.
Yes.
There's another hunk that was out there, Mr. Robert
Parrish. Liked to smoke marijuana.
Have it delivered to his house, in fact, yes.
He was one of my favorite parts of that story of the 86 Celtics, where he was just like talking about how much fun he had the Grateful Dead show. He was just having the best time. He didn't know what the music was, but he's like, hey, I'm totally into this. Parrish had a blast at that thing.
Yeah, he was just like, I like anything when I'm high.
And to that, Brian Windhorst has to somehow throw himself into this Last Dance thing. And this might be my favorite quote that's come out since this thing. He goes, I do think part of the reason Jordan said yes to this documentary was after LeBron won that title.
Oh,
was because
God.
Maybe for the first time, there was possibly a threat to the throne. The barnacle speaks.
I mean, at one point, just stop. I mean, you know, the whole narrative now is that he's not connected to LeBron James, that he is this, you know, basketball, you know, guy that knows all about the sport. Like, yeah, stop. Stop. I don't care why Jordan did it. Who cares?
Well, on top of that, we've been saying this for years. ESPN, there's almost like a requirement that they have to inject LeBron James into these storylines.
Yes. Yes.
And if you – just anyone who watched half an episode of this documentary realizes that you can't even talk about LeBron in the same sentence as Michael Jordan if you're talking about – you can't compare them at all, far and away the greatest. Like, and like they had a poll up on TV the other day, Fred, on Monday morning about like who would you want on your team the most? Who would you want with the ball? And by the way, in fairness, at least the people who voted blew. Like, it was almost like a poll that wasn't worth taking. It was like 80-20% in every single one. And I know the 20% were probably all ESPN employees trying to keep the narrative going. But I mean, you watch this, it puts a dagger in any kind of comparison you could have had between the
LeBron
two.
Is an incredible specimen of a human being. But if you watch Jordan go left in the air, there's literally a play where he gets blocked in the air, recovers the ball in the air, and puts it up left-handed and makes it. I mean, it's freakish. No, he's a prick. I mean, I wouldn't want to hang out with him. But, like, I mean, the stuff he did. Okay, so LeBron James, when they lost to the they beat the Pistons in the Eastern Finals. I've never seen anyone dominate like that. I mean, it was insane. But what Jordan did is unfathomable. Like, he could float. Yeah. I mean, he could float. And, I mean, there's guys that have come into the league. Biner. Who is the guy, John?
Harold Miner, Baby Jordan.
Harold Miner, yeah. Baby Jordan. And, like, he could jump out of the gym. But
USC, I remember that guy.
Yeah. But I mean, there's not a guy that could do what he could do. I mean, and if you watch it, it's just unbelievable. And, again, I've told you that the best player I've ever seen in person, I've seen Jordan in person a lot, was what's his face from the Knicks before he got hurt. And
Bernard King.
King is the best scorer I've ever seen before he got hurt. And he was not as good as Jordan overall, but he's the best scorer I've ever seen. I saw him put up 60 in a game. And
he was
so,
the Altoon of his generation, I understand.
What are you saying, John?
I'm just saying. If he'd only had players around him, he would have been Michael Jordan.
Are you taking Altoon's name in vain?
Not in vain. I'm making a comparison. If Bernard King had had the horses that Jordan had, he would have been Michael Jordan.
Did you watch Bernard King when he was with the Knicks?
Yes. As a matter of fact, he played the Celtics more than once in the playoffs. So, yes, I did see him.
How great was he as a scorer? Tell me.
Nick Wright, what do you think? Thank you, Nick Wright.
You don't. Okay, I'm talking about in person watching
sure.
a guy play.
I'm not
talking about the totality of their career. I'm not an idiot.
I'm just making a comparison. I'm not besmirching anything. I'm making a comparison.
I'll have you know that
made.
Altoon, according to his rookie card, was the most phenomenal receiver of his rookie class.
Right.
He had something like 8 touchdowns, 800 and some odd yards. Yep. I mean, come on.
If he'd only had Joe Montana and John Taylor with him, he would have been fantastic.
You're right. If he had Joe Montana, yes, he would have been better than Jerry Rice.
Sure.
No question
so
about.
If Bernard King had anyone else to play with him, he would have been a Hall of Famer.
I am saying Bernard King was the best scorer I saw in person. It's not a personal attack on Michael Jordan. I saw him put up 60, and he was making everything. And then he got hurt that very year. Mm-hmm. You know, some of us didn't live our lives entirely in upstate New York and Boston. Mm-hmm. Some of us traveled outside of the city.
That's true.
And went to Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
Where Nick Wright was.
Nick Wright just keeps chiming in.
And Nick Wright, how dare you? So, do you understand what I'm... Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying in person.
Sort of. Yes.
Oh, shut up. But okay, Bernard King, by the way, according to ESPN, top 50 player. So, despite his injuries.
Yes.
So there you. I mean, I'm not talking out of my butt.
Thank you.
Like Nick
I was
Wright.
Hoping. Yes.
Could get my who finger talks on the
button out
of fast
his, enough. Who talks out of his butt?
Put it on secretary in that virtual race with me.
Virtual race, stupid.
Since we're already here, should we just?
And by the way, Secretariat, what a bold move to put your money on the greatest horse of all time. You know, I'm gonna take over here Jack Nicklaus to win.
I was gonna do a different story here, but since we're already talking Nick Wright, Nick, were you able to put that thing in that I sent you by any chance? Did you put the whole thing in by any chance? The one that I sent you last break. Did you put the whole minute long clip in, Nick? I can't hear Nick.
He did. No, Nick's in another room. Where he's got the huge responsibility of answering the phone.
Okay. All right. So let me see if we've got this in here. Okay. You see, is that the whole thing? I will play it tomorrow. All right. But instead, there is one of my favorite stories that's come out of the weirdness that is the quarantine. Is that, Fred, I know you are very lucky, unlike some of us, where you could just go to the Street of Dreams and be able to get whatever food you want, but many people are ordering food off of things such as Grubhub and Uber Eats all of that. Well, there is a group of people who started to notice that they would go onto their app, and you know, a lot of people in these times, they want to help out local restaurants, you know? Sometimes.
Sure.
They avoid some of the bigger chains because they want to help out some of the smaller businesses. So when people went on to certain apps such as Grubhub, they were finding a pizza place that was called Pasquale's Wings and Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. And so people were like, all right, well, this sounds like a mom and pop place. Maybe I'll buy it. But when they got the food, they realized that the pizza tasted eerily familiar to that of Chuck E. Cheese. So sure enough, a little bit of detective work was done, and when they looked at the address of Pasquale's Chicken and Wings, they found that it matched the one for their local Chuck E. Cheese, and where Chuck E. Cheese had changed their name so people would actually order their food from them on Grubhub.
Rich, I will defy anyone to find a better pizza than that Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, I will also say Chuck E. Cheese pizza gets a bad rap. Chuck E. Cheese is a quality I'll just eat it pizza. Like, there's nothing wrong with Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Chuck E. Cheese is disgusting.
There's nothing wrong with Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
It is meant for 4-year-olds. It is not meant for adult consumption.
On top of that, there was another restaurant that kept popping up in many places that was called Neighborhood Wings. That ended up being an Applebee's. That's right. They changed their name, too.
Okay, can I ask you a question in all seriousness? Why would the bees change their name? I mean, who doesn't want to, you know, alert people that, hey, I ain't changing the bees. I mean, if I'm at the bees, I mean, I want to be at the bees. Mm-hmm. I don't want some local joint. I want to know that, you know, I got ribs in three sides. Have you noticed Applebee's desperation? Recently, they're like, $5 gets you the menu. $5 gets you a steak in 85 sides.
I used to love their fajitas. Like, Applebee's fajitas, like, when I was in high school, were just, I would dream about them. I would want to go there. Like, that was like a big night for me, was going to Applebee's to get their fajitas. Like, I was going to like some sort of foreign land, you know, just having cuisine that was at a Michelin restaurant when I went there. I dreamed about it. It was so damn good.
Yeah.
But, I haven't been there in a while.
So, I'll tell you a story is that I told my mother how much, or she heard on the radio, how much it costs to bring the dog down here. And she said, maybe you should stop living so lavish a lifestyle. And then she said, when you were a child, growing up, I mean, we would only eat at the Ground Round. And I said, how lavish my lifestyle is right now that we will eat at Bill's Pizza. It's really out of control. She thought because I had shipped a dog down here out of necessity that I was living some kind of lifestyles of the rich and famous situation going on. So she told me the virtues of the Ground Round, which I don't believe is still a restaurant, but what are you going to do? That's just an aside. So if I was to tell her, Rich, that I was eating fajitas at Applebee's, she would become very concerned that I was spending far too much money. That is what I have found out since I've been here.
Yeah, and I will stand by Chili's. I like Chili's. I actually
love Chili's.
There's a Chili's.
I can't go.
There's a Chili's that whenever I go down to Rhode Island, there's one that we stop at almost every time. It's like almost like a tradition. We go to the Chili's on the way into Newport. There's one that's like on the left side of the road when you're going into town, and then we stop at whatever that big ass ice cream place is that has like the double or something.
I know what that is, but you know, I worked at a Chili's.
I did.
I was never fired.
Hmm. Oh.
And I had sex with three waitresses.
Hey.
Deed, deed.
Yeah, that's one of the waitresses right now.
That's
but you know what the great thing about working at Chili's was is that you could all the chips and sauces you could eat, because it was the one thing that the waiters and waitresses could that you filled the basket and you put the salsa in the cup. So that was truly an experience, is that I was able to do that.
I went to an Olive Garden about 3 months ago, and it was – because I just hadn't – it was one of those things where I would drive by it, and I would be go like, man, I remember that being really good.
It's disgusting.
No, it's delicious. Like,
no,
I loved it. I'm not kidding you. I loved
it.
No, it's great. First of all, the breadsticks are amazing.
I understand the – I understand the idea that the breadsticks are miraculous and that they don't stop coming.
And the salad's great. The salad and the breadsticks are the star of the show. They are.
Mm-hmm. Because they're both unlimited. But then when you get down to the nitty-grit, you get down to the food, it's disgusting.
I got the lasagna, which is tough to mess up. Listen, it's not the Northern.
Right.
It was good. Fine. But the breadsticks and the salad are worth the price of admission.
How many
alone?
Of those dishes are cream sauce?
There's a lot of cream sauce. There's a lot of it.
Which is disgusting.
I don't mind cream sauce. Like, you're talking about the white cream? Like, you know, Alfredo sauce.
That, as opposed to what cream? Yes, I'm talking about the white cream.
I actually don't know.
As opposed to the
cream.
Purple cream that is all over Italian dishes. All right. Well, listen. We have gone far too long.
Yeah, I'm an ass man.
Well, as you go about your business today, know that there are asses everywhere, and to immediately check them out. That'll do it for us. Everyone have a fantastic day. Bye.
Put it on Secretariat in that virtual race with me.
Tom.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island. The official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. On an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.